Okay, it's been 10 years since the United States invaded Iraq, and this week we're taking a look back, revisiting voices we first heard during the first years of the war. In 2007, we brought you the story of two sisters who had lost their parents. The older sister wore conservative clothes and recited poetry. The younger sister, who was 13 at the time, appeared on the verge of becoming a prostitute.
They said, "Look, she is so beautiful," or, "Hi, you piece of candy." They tell me they would give me everything if only I would have sex with them. But I walk away without saying a word.
NPR's Kelly McEvers and Israel Rubai went looking for the two sisters again and sent us this report.
Like so many stories in Iraq, especially sensitive ones involving shame and sex, the story has to be peeled away in layers, like an onion. It starts with the older sister, Shahed. We recently found Shahed in a dingy two-room house in East Baghdad. Shahed's crippled grandmother lies on her stomach on the floor, smoking and sometimes moaning in pain. Shahed says as bad as the situation is now, it's better than it was before.
Before, we only had that room. Then there was this charity league who built us this other room.
Shahed says her mother abandoned the family years ago. The father went to prison for killing a man about a year after the U.S. invaded Iraq. Shahed says her sister, the one who is about to become a prostitute, whose name is Ragad, has now been set on the right path. The family arranged for her to get married. She's now 18, Shahed says, and she has two children.
I know she was different, she was overactive, and she still is. But now she focuses more on her life, on her children, and on how to take care of her husband.
The longer we stay, though, and the more questions we ask, we realize Ragad hasn't totally changed. Shahed closes the door and lowers her voice. Ragad still wears too much makeup, she says. Her jeans are still too tight. When she comes to visit, she likes to stand at the window and wave at men.
Yeah, she might talk to strangers and go out with them. Maybe she would let him touch her hand, kiss her.
This all might sound benign to us, but in Iraq, it's downright dangerous. Especially in a poor, conservative neighborhood where not only will the neighbors and relatives shun the girls, but Shiite militias sometimes impose religious law with violence. In other words, this could get you killed. Shahed says even after Ragad got married, she still wanted something more.
She was dreaming of falling in love with someone and, you know, living all this passion and feelings, like a romance, like what she saw on TV.
At first, Shahed says her sister just needs to grow up. But eventually, she admits she doesn't even want her to come to the house anymore. It starts to become clear Shahed isn't telling us everything. All she'll say is perhaps it's the fact that they're poor that made Ragad this way.
Maybe our situation did affect Ragad in a way, that she lacks attention and she was looking for, as an escape from this bitter reality, she would seek attention from outside the house.
We try to contact Ragad for days. Everyone gives us a different story. Her husband won't let her out. She's busy with the kids. We decide to try to find her on our own. We go with Ragad's brother to the house where she lives with her husband's family.
They say she's not there. They want to tell you her story. Apparently she has some story.
The family tells us Ragad has run away. Her brother, Noor, says she took her two-year-old with her, left the baby behind, and went north.
I called her yesterday and I talked to her and said, come back, but she said no.
It's clear the brother wants to say more. In a low voice, he admits Ragad has run off to be with their mother.
I'll tell you the story that no one knows. My mother was a prostitute.
A prostitute who lives in the north. Ragad has gone to join her, he says, to work with her. At this point, Noor says he's out of options to get Ragad back home. We drop Noor off back at his job running the neighborhood generator. The skinny 21-year-old looks like he has the weight of the world on his shoulders. Aid organizations that work with women in Iraq say the story of what happened to Ragad is all too common. In a society where religion has filled the gaps for social practices that were shattered by war, women simply have fewer options. They're expected to get married very young. Education is less and less of a priority. For girls like Ragat, aid workers say choosing prostitution might be the only way they think they can be free. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.